Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name's Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Trevon Edwards, and Julio Gotti. Maybe we'll find out what his real name is later in the show. Maybe we'll know. We got a great one for you guys today. We got to talk about Righteous Gemstones. It's back. We got to talk about Juneteenth. We got to talk about losing your swag, even if it's a momentary one. I think you guys are going to really enjoy that conversation and so much more. But first, before we get into it, I got to remind everybody, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content, the overwatches, the overtimes, the watch-alongs for Cinephobe, the Discord access, the OG podcast and so much more. You definitely want to be in on that. Remember, if you are a Patreon member, you get this podcast all in completion up front. If you are a Patreon member at a certain level, I believe, you will get the Cinephobe episodes with no ads. I know some of y'all have been complaining about too many ads. You want ad-free experience? Patreon is where it's at. Make sure you're locked in. Patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get to the show.
Righteous Gemstones right came back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
That's
I love
man.
It.
I love that show
so much. The Smut Busters. These niggas is comedy. I couldn't believe they found out they came up with like a new like little thing for them that was just as funny as
dog, because the introduction to it is Keith holding a damn dildo, and I'm like, what? How are they going? So this one's gonna hurt. I'm like, how are they going to fix this one? And I'm like, you can't say this. And it's like, oh shit, we're gathering the stuff. And that I'm like, oh okay. The fact that they were burning the stuff in the fire pit, and Jesse come out and say, "Oh, you can't be doing that shit. It's poisonous." this show is so freaking funny. How they keep finding like ways to create new enemies. Yeah. And like you have, so this season you have Stephen Dorff plays the rival ministry that's trying to steal. Yeah, they're trying to steal the NASCAR dude who's been with them forever or whatever. The NASCAR dude, by the way, I don't know the actor's name, but that's the dude from Boardwalk Empire. That's the dude from
he's a vice principal.
He's a vice principal. He's in a lot of shit. Like he's in a lot of HBO shows for sure. Yeah. He's in Perry Mason. Funny dude, like real good actor. Then the other enemy in this season is my man Steve Zahn playing Eli Gemstone's brother-in-law, who got like a militia slash like kind of survivor doomsday. And they get these people to come act in these shows and just lean all the way into it. Judy Gemstone cheating on BJ.
Right.
Why she do my nigga BJ like that? He want to enjoy his VR.
BJ almost snapped my ass in the parking lot.
She was saying she was getting some shit off. She was like, "Roadhead is Roadhead."
Yeah.
She tried to get that nigga 10K on the table, bro. When she was talking about her, she was talking about her pussy, bro. She was getting it off.
Yeah, I know, even the price of my pussy can drive men wild. Oh man, what was he? There was another line that had me dying, bro. Oh, I need to start writing this shit down.
Right, that's the fucked up part about watching this shit high as hell. Like I watched all this shit high as hell, so I can watch it again and like get the first experience. But I don't remember shit happening in that motherfucker. I know I was laughing.
Dude, yo, I was in tears every time. What's his son's name? The one with the neck brace.
Gideon. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but the fact that him having to get there and then everyone else in the car having to tell him
to turn
that he could turn. I'm like, yo, my man just can't turn his body. Like, we needed this show.
Yeah,
we needed this show to cleanse us of the what the wise used to call them type shows.
Stories.
Well, that means the soap operas.
Nah, I'm different, right. Bell. What is it, Jerf?
No, but
nobody bail them out.
Fuck! Don't do that. Fuck! I can't remember. Y'all don't remember why she used to call it?
Nope.
Y'all think it's assholes.
Hey, have y'all been watching The Idol?
Fuck! What is it?
I heard it was whack.
I seen the piece of
whack.
Hey,
bro, it is. It's so whack. Like, it's so The Idol. The show with The Weeknd. It's whack because some parts of it are good, which makes it almost even whacker. Like. It makes you want to keep watching it because it's like, oh, like The Weeknd got some songs in there. You know, obviously he know what he's doing the music. Hank Azaria is in it. So it's like you see certain shit where you're like, oh, this could be cool. And then like this nigga acting is so bad. Like people try to make it seem like, oh, it's supposed to be a satire. It's supposed to be this. Well, it's not even good satire. Like he's just not playing the role.
It's not
properly.
Funny.
Yeah, it's not actually funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the way he's doing it, it's just he's not a good acting performer. You feel me? That's just all it is. So it just throws off the whole rest of the show. You know what I'm saying? Johnny Depp, little daughter, she cool. But his whole vibe, like, throw the shit off. And then the sex scenes be weird and whack. And it's just like, yeah.
The nigga act like Juvenile on Baller Blocker. He got the same acting chops as Juvenile.
Right.
Shout out to Juvenile, yo.
You feel
me? Man, yeah, what happened to the hood rap movies? I miss that genre.
Oh, what do you mean what happened to him? The hood was just on fucking, what was them shits? Fuck, I can't remember this either. You gotta be shitting me.
What's going on?
Let him breathe, y'all. Let him work.
Respect Life. And what was the other shit?
Man, niggas went to Tubi, bro.
I'm saying rap movies where it was like State Property, Baller Block, and I Got the Hookup. Like the rappers would star in a movie with other like.
It's called Instagram. Acting.
Paper Soldiers.
Listen, the Paper they stopped all
Whoa, you're not disrespecting Paper Soldiers now.
No, it's not disrespect. No. It's a
solid flick right there.
No, that's hard. What, no, but we're not disrespecting Baller Blocking. That shit got a Grammy. Like, what you mean? Oscar.
You're the man now, Ward.
Baller Blocking raised me, right? That shit raised me.
I didn't know DJ Screw had a movie. I'm going to watch that. Also, RIP, Big Pokey.
How slow is it?
Yeah. Okay, $2. But I was afraid that
we are not going to heaven, man. I know that. I just know we're not going to heaven.
Did Big Pokey die for real?
Yes, he died performing live. Bro.
Apparently on stage, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. There's like videos. But
I searched Big Pokey to confirm if he was dead and accidentally, you know, Twitter just throw that motherfucker like, here, trauma. Right. You know what I'm saying? You want trauma, nigga? You came, what you looking for? It's like checking somebody's phone and finding out some bullshit. That's what Twitter is when you hit that search.
Trey, how nervous? Well, never mind. You're too cool, dude. Well, I don't know. I've seen a whole other side of you today that I don't know. So you might have been rattled with this. With all due respect, what's the rapper's name? Big Pokey.
You know who Big Pokey is, Jer. Don't
you do too, bro?
Sitting sideways.
Okay.
Big nigga.
Never mind. I don't want to make my joke now. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What were you about to make say about first?
Nope.
Just go through with it, Jerv.
Not on Juneteenth, my brother.
You was looking in on it.
If Juju didn't have to finish what he was going to say earlier, I do not have to finish what I'm going to say now.
Thank you for lobbing me for Houston.
And I like to reiterate that all the listeners out there, man, keep sending us your complaints. Like, that's the only way we're going to get better. If you don't like something on this show, keep telling us. Just tell us. No matter if it's nice or not. We fuck with y'all for listening.
Don't like you. Yeah.
Exactly. Nobody don't like me. Hey, it's all good. You feel me?
I thought I took your spot the other time.
She don't like Jerb. She don't like Jerb, but she don't like your hair. I don't know.
Oh, it's the same person.
Yes.
What's dude, that's crazy.
She's welcome to come on the show at any time. You're welcome to come on, sis, and put us in our places.
Hey, listen, all I'm going to say is I seen her in person last week, and then she was like, I said, I'm going to tell you. I said, you know I'm going to tell Juju, right? And she was like, yeah, do it. So at this point.
She wants smoke.
She asked for the smoke, bro.
She said it's sweet. I don't give a fuck. Tell that nigga it's sweet. He ain't gonna do shit about it.
Right.
This
These are the booby traps that we, us black men, have been falling in for years. And guess what, sis? Oops, scooped around it. So thank you for listening. Come on anytime, my sister, my queen. You feel me? Sorry, I've offended you.
Tell that Jersey Odin, what's it called, Legends of the Field or whatever.
Right, this is the
throwback jersey spot.
Feel the dreams ass.
Yeah, feel the dreams ass. That's
right.
You was in the D this weekend. Pause.
Oh man.
Oh, that's crazy.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging, It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, that Brandon Marshall Mace Cameron clip, bro. I hate to be like the reference to other podcasts, but
nah, man.
That shit.
Oh my god,
hilarious.
Yo, this nigga is crazy.
I don't even know what BM was on.
Hey man, football niggas is wild niggas, but yes, I was in Detroit. It's all the way out. I flew Spirit, nigga. Hold on.
What? You flew? What? I don't believe that.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. I'm being honest this whole day, bro. Niggas, I'm capping, bro.
My nigga.
I flew Spirit, right?
You don't and do nigga
this thing. This is one of my...
I'm sorry.
Was this your first time flying Spirit, Trey?
This is my second time ever flying Spirit in my life, right? And I was texting my coworker, and I told her, I was like, yo, because she's sitting ahead of me. Because this is the last flight we got. Like, it was just the last one, like, for that time to make it. Everything else was like after the wedding. I flew in the day of the wedding on some dickhead shit. And I said, I'm looking at everybody get on this plane and not one smile. Like not one soul. It's only an hour, 15 minute flight, by the way. Not a soul was fucking happy about being on this flight. Then somebody said, God damn, these seats is hard.
Damn.
So I'm like, okay, this is real life soul playing. I don't remember it being this. So another lady's like, I paid for Wi-Fi. They're like, yeah, there's no Wi-Fi on this flight. So, you know, you have to take that up with the third party, whoever you got it from. They charge you for water. You can't recline your seats. Like, I don't get it. Flying is flying, I guess. And the fact that I can hear the operation of the plane the entire ride stressed me out. I got noise canceling headphones, and it made it look like the noise cancels was lying. That's how loud that shit was. And motherfucker, you know how back in the day, hood niggas rode their bikes with the can on the back tire?
Yeah.
That's how that shit sounded the entire fucking flight. Just, right. I'm like, y'all got it.
Salute but the spirit, man.
I got to Detroit. I hit up Benson Goodwill. I hit up James Edwards to get a tux, because my dumb ass didn't book a tux like I'm supposed to. And I found a spot using Google. I get in there, I'm trying on a suit, and I take a picture to you know, say, hey, this is how I'm looking. And I zoom in on the picture, and it says, I stand with Trump. So I'm like.
You posted that picture?
No.
Oh.
No. Listen, no. So I'm like, the lady's nice though. She's helping me. She's super nice. And I'm like, this is not adding up. We in the sticks, by the way, Juju.
Yeah.
So this is the only place I really, because Ben Warehouse hung up on me when I was like, yo, I need a suit, a tux tomorrow. Niggas like, did the meme on me, like just that. But this place was available. They hit me. I don't know. This might have been the racist part, though. It making me raise my eyebrow. They hit me with $100 out of state tax.
What? Out of state tax?
Yes.
That's some and bullshit it, there, bro.
Hey, listen.
That was the Black Jesus tax. They're like, oh yeah, get some.
Right. What the fuck?
So, Juju, I ended up paying that, and I got hot, but I couldn't complain. I had to do it because the wedding was starting in 2 hours. Congrats to my man Chris and his beautiful wife Benique. You know what I mean? It's the bride was from Detroit, so she brought us all out that way. It had a beautiful like runway setting, so like kind of where you walk through and everybody has to, you know, watch them go through and stuff like that. It was very beautiful, very Black. A lot of noobs there, because Chris is a noob, you know what I mean? So, you know, they North Carolina A&T, you know what I mean? Nice. So they was in there thick, you know what I'm saying, doing their stuff.
Salute
you
know, to the bros.
You feel me? So it was beautiful. I only spent 22 hours there. The blackest moment I had, which was some great food, I got a recommendation to go to this restaurant. You know how you go to these Black spots, Juju, where they be like, oh, the menu changed for the day.
Right.
So you know what I'm getting into, Jason. The menu yeah. changed for the day. So I got added. The hostess already got attitude because I came in solo. Oh. She got attitude because I came in by myself, not knowing. I know it's Father's Day. She like, it's a Father's Day menu. I'm like, okay, table for one. So then they give me the paper. You got a checklist, 6 items. Mm. Now, I ain't really that hungry, but I'm going to just, you know, I go to the bathroom dirty, so I know the food about to be fire. I know the food about to be fire, straight up. Like,
Wow.
So I sit down. Always. Good hole in the wall. I check off catfish. I check off sauteed potatoes. I checked off fruit plate. I checked off fucking scrambled eggs with cheese, shrimp and grits. And then lastly, I got some sweet potato pancakes, nigga, for $29.
That's a good deal.
That's a good fucking deal, dog.
That's fine as hell.
I said, oh, next time this shit gonna make me come back to Detroit? It's gonna make me come back to Detroit off of that.
I don't know about that.
Detroit is almost like a different country because it's like your dollar.
Nah, it's been growing though, bro. It's been growing. It's been growing though.
I'm just saying the value of your dollar can go further in Detroit.
Like go to Columbia.
You a sick nigga. All right, trick come for your ass, nigga. I ain't saying that.
I mean, I'm just saying. I fuck with Detroit. I've been to Detroit, but there's houses there for $16,000 though.
Yeah. I just want to know, Vinny Goodwill, did he send you to like to a tux place where they gave you like a purple tux with the matching gators?
Yeah. So the spot that he sent, I didn't even go, bro, because I was not even about to play and come in there with a velvet top. I was not even about to do that, bro.
Vinny will have you in a tux, so you go right there, do the Temptations background dancing right there.
That shit felt like an Atlanta episode. I ain't gonna lie, when I went in there.
Oh, shit.
I walked in, you see the prom shit, and you see the extra shit that just like, just out of this world, velvet, crushed velvet shit. I'm just like, lady, I just need a plain Black tux. And the price was reasonable until they hit me with that out-of-state fee.
But
it's refunded.
Did they give
too.
It back? Yeah, I was saying it's a deposit, right? Okay. Yeah, it wasn't like a, you know, you out of state, it just gonna cost
nah,
you.
No, the suit was actually cheap.
You definitely just carrying the shit out of that situation, yeah. Bro. We thought they got you for the bread.
Yeah, right.
You was playing victim like shit real quick.
No, but here's the thing. Man, it was two different prices, she told me.
Playing my heartstrings over here.
Hear me out. She told me $30 at first. So by the time I got dressed and all that other shit, and we was getting ready to check out, she like 100. And I'm like,
for
you,
she thought you was gonna run off.
Nah, she seen the products, Jerv, so she taxed me. She hit me with the
She do not know what no products mean, man.
No, she said it was guests, honestly, Juju. She said, those are nice guest loafers. Yeah. And I was like, you know, nigga in me, I had to correct. I was like, Yeah, nah, these are products. Say, oh,
you deserve. Yeah, you deserve.
I deserve it. Yeah, I would have washed him after 200. Right. Assist.
And it's not, here go, and job, it's not refundable, bitch. You right, need the tux, right?
Tax and Prada land ass.
Go somewhere else then, out of state ass, nigga. Right.
Prada, sir.
Sweet, gullible Detroit ass didn't know that she's going to hit you with a $500 surcharge. 100, 100 ain't nothing.
That was she set you right clean the fuck up. She knew them Jones wasn't guests.
Right. She probably would have got them bitches. I like them Pradas, little bruh.
I mean, it's you. I mean, them shoes that she suggested, them shits is not it, bro. I would look like motherfucking the detective on fucking BMF. I'm cool.
At what point is it cool to get you just go to Walmart and just go ahead and get you one of them rat motherfuckers? You feel me?
They sell suits at Walmart.
What, a suit?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, the super Walmart's for sure.
Everything at Walmart.
For sure. Everything at Walmart.
Damn, but you also know they don't have Walmart. Do they still got Walmarts in California?
Yeah, we don't have, like, our Walmarts ain't real Walmarts.
They ain't at, I mean, you can't do that because they don't got them everywhere. They don't got them everywhere no
really?
More.
And we don't have, have no Walmarts in L.A. Damn. All of the Walmarts, like, is
Arizona, like they have them for sure. Them shit was Old Faithful for me, nigga. I used to grocery shop at Super Walmarts, nigga.
So where do y'all go if y'all don't, where do y'all go?
Target.
Target?
Damn. Oh, you got Target then, okay.
Yeah. And you know that shit costs bread. You ain't the Walmart deals is like, nigga, I love you. You my queen invited to the cookout.
Target, back.
Nigga, you niggas do not give one fuck, boy. Nigga, $10 for gummy bears, nigga. What?
And it be the Target brand. Like, god damn.
Hey, and then the cashier see you got some Pradas on. Like, nah, make that $30.
You Black Jesus.
All right. Hey, nickname this, call this episode Black Jesus, by the way.
Exactly.
All right, that's going to do it for us here at Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Sorry for coming out a day late. Deal with it. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Sign up for all of the extra content, all the extra access. You know what it is. For Black Trey, for Black Jesus. For Jerv, for Jason, and Juju, I would be reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.